Hello, this message is for Sunday evening, April 26th. I'm going to read from Psalm 27, the first five verses, a Psalm of David. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? When the wicked, even mine enemies and my foes, came upon me to eat up my flesh, they stumbled and fell. Though an host should encamp against me, my heart shall not fear. Though war should rise against me, in this will I be confident. One thing have I desired of the Lord, that will I seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord, and to inquire in his temple. For in the time of trouble he shall hide me in his pavilion. In the secret of his tabernacle shall he hide me. He shall set me up upon a rock. And let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you for this time. I pray you bless it. Help us to receive what you have for us. I ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. David's prayer, David's desire was to dwell in the house of the Lord. He talked about a temple, tabernacle, pavilion, secret place. So we know that it wasn't always a physical, and it wasn't always the same physical place, but it was a place of spiritual refuge where he could go, where he could inquire, where he could dwell and sit and get to know God better. He said, I want to do that all the days of my life, every day of my life, no matter where I am physically, no matter the circumstances. I want to know that I can talk to God, that I can ask what I need to know from God, that I can get to know him better and dwell in his house all the days of my life. A similar thought occurs in Luke when Jesus is at Mary and Martha's house. And Martha is cumbered about with much serving and asks Jesus to tell Mary to give her some help. And Jesus said, Thou art careful and troubled about many things. But one thing is needful, and Mary hath chosen that good part, which shall not be taken away from her. David's one thing was to always desire to dwell in the house of the Lord. Mary's one thing was realizing that there was only one important thing happening at that house that day, and that was being at the feet of Jesus and hearing his words. Everything else could wait. Everything else was not a priority. Mary wanted to hear what Jesus had to say. And each of us can look at the things that we've put in our life and say, what is a priority? What did God require of me today? What should I be learning about today so I can grow? And Mary chose that one thing that was needful. Another man described one thing that he knew. It was the man that was born blind in John chapter 9. And the disciples asked him, who sinned, this man or his parents, that he was born blind? And Jesus said, Neither has this man sinned, nor his parents, but that the works of God should be made manifest in him. If you know the story, Jesus spit into the clay, put the clay in the man's eyes, and told him to go wash in the pool of Siloam. He did it. He was healed. The Bible says he came seeing. He came away seeing. And the neighbor said, You look like that man that was blind. And he said, I am that man. The Pharisees came and they asked him, do you know what day it is? And today's the Sabbath day. And they didn't argue with him whether he was healed or not. They wanted to argue about whether Jesus was a prophet or a sinner because he healed on the Sabbath day. And the Pharisees asked the man that was blind, that was now healed, they said, tell us, give God the praise. We know that this man is a sinner. He answered and said, whether he be a sinner or no, I know not. One thing I know, that whereas I was blind, now I see. This man's one thing was to tell the truth of what he knew and what he'd experienced for himself. The Bible says his parents were afraid to answer because they were worried about being cast out of the synagogue. And so they said, he's going to have to answer for himself. And he said, I can't tell you everything that you think you need to know. I can only tell you the thing that I know to be true that happened to me. Each of us have a testimony that is unique to us. All of us have a different story of how we came to know Jesus. This man said, I started out the day, I didn't even know why I was born the way that I was born. And Jesus not only told me it was for the glory of God, but he allowed me to see, and I was blind, but now I see. And again, each of us have a story that only we can tell that can't be argued with. The Pharisees didn't say, no, just wait a second. Are you sure you were really blind? And are you sure you really can see right now? They couldn't argue with the fact that he could see. He was blind, and now he could see. And he told his story. He told the truth that had happened to him. If you're a Christian, you know that Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. If you're a Christian, you know that Jesus paid for that sin debt that you owed so you could have a home in heaven. You know it because it happened to you. And each of us can say, I don't have to know everything. I don't have to have an answer for everybody's argument. I don't have to have a response for everybody's questions. I know what happened to me. One thing I know, I was blind, but now I see. One thing I know, I was lost, but now I'm saved. And we can say that with confidence today, knowing that we are saved because of what Jesus did for each and every one of us. That would solve a lot of the complaining and murmuring and bickering. The Pharisees wanted this man that had been healed to come back to the place where he was forced to be as a blind man to answer their argument. And he said, I don't have every answer. One thing I know, I was blind, but now I see. So David's one thing was to say, no matter what, no matter what's going on around me, no matter what my enemies say, I know they're not in charge of where I dwell, because I dwell in the house of the Lord. Mary said, one thing that's important, to sit at Jesus' feet, to hear the words that he has to say. The blind man said, one thing I know, because it happened to me. There's no denying it. I was blind. Now I see. In the book of Philippians, the Apostle Paul talked about knowing the power of Christ's resurrection. Philippians 3:10. That I may know him and the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his sufferings, being made conformable unto his death. If by any means I might attain unto the resurrection of the dead, not as though I had already attained, either were already perfect, but I follow after, if that I may apprehend that for which also I am apprehended of Christ Jesus. Brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended, but this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind, and reaching forth unto those things which are before, I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. Remember what Paul said, this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind, and reaching forth unto those things which are before. Those things that are in God's plan for our life, those things that we have not yet done. Pastor says many times, if you're still on this earth and you're still breathing God's air, then God still has something he wants you to do. Even in uncertain times, even when circumstances are different, there's still something God wants you to know, and there's still something God wants you to do. It might not be the same things that you've always done. It might be something different. It will be something that you have to reach for. It will be something that you have to press toward the mark to get there. We sing the song, Higher Ground. I'm pressing on the upward way, new heights I'm gaining every day, still praying as I onward bound, Lord, plant my feet on higher ground. Paul said, I press toward the mark. I have to forget those things which are behind and reach forth to those things which are before. You can only do that if he said, like David, I'm going to dwell in the house of the Lord. He could only do that if he said, like Mary, I'm going to make Jesus the priority. I'm going to sit at his feet. I'm going to listen to his words. And he could only say that if he said, like the blind man, one thing I know, I was blind, now I see. I'm changed because of what Jesus has done in my life, and I have to share it with somebody. Let's pray together. Heavenly Father, thank you for your word. Thank you for the love that you have for us. Thank you for the examples in your word of when we get surrounded, when we feel out of place, we can know, we can find refuge in your house. We can find refuge in your will. Help us to put Christ in his proper place. Help us to read his word, sit at his feet each and every day. Help us to tell other people what we know happened to us when you saved us. Help us to press toward that mark. Help us to realize you have a will for us that you want us to accomplish. Help us to forget those things which are behind and reach forth to those things which are before. Pray you continue to bless our church family. Thank you for the love and the encouragement that we can be to one another. I ask this in Jesus' name. Amen.